Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, December 26, 2013. I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel with Raven News. Sitka Community Hospital's Chief Executive Officer, Hugh Hallgren, will retire in June after more than 4 years of service in Sitka. The hospital's board of directors announced Hallgren's retirement on Monday. In a news release, board chair Celeste Tydenko said, "Hugh's leadership and vision for our hospital have been critical to the success we have enjoyed during his tenure." Hallgren can trace his healthcare career all the way back to 1973, when he decided against what he says was the popular option at the time, selling soap for Procter & Gamble.
Well, I started off getting a master's degree in business administration from the University of Chicago. And I felt at the time, being of that age group, the hippie age group, that my duty was to try to improve other people's lives.
Over 4 years ago, when Sitka needed a hospital CEO, Hallgren was looking for a new job. Hallgren says the hardworking, cooperative staff shared his values, mainly the patient should always come first. So accepting the CEO position at Sitka Community Hospital was a no-brainer. Once Hallgren arrived and got the chance to look under the hood, reality set in. He says at the time, the hospital was in trouble. It was losing nearly $2 million a year. Hallgren says there was insufficient medical staff to efficiently address Sitka's needs. He set to work expanding the surgical service, reopening OB services, and recruiting physicians.
So we got general surgery back with Dr. Ween, thank goodness. We restarted obstetrics. You lose your surgeon, it's hard to do OB because you may need to do a cesarean section here or there.
Over the course of his tenure, Hallgren recruited 14 physicians. About half are on the island full-time and work at Mountainside Family Health Care Clinic. The rest provide specialty care as needed, services like reconstructive plastic surgery, cardiology, and dermatology. Hallgren says the strategy has always been to find out what Sitkins need and try to provide it on the island. He reports a 118% growth in patient visits since 2010.
So what we're seeing is the community responding to our ability to meet their health needs. So now if you want to go to Seattle or Anchorage to go shopping, you can just go shopping. You don't have to add a physician's visit to add to it.
Rapid growth is the reason why Sitka Community Hospital is working on building a second primary care clinic on the first floor of the hospital. The board will continue efforts to raise the remaining funds required to open the new clinic. Hallgren's next destination is Yuma, Arizona, where his wife Tanya has taken a job treating U.S. Marines with stress-related mental health issues. Hallgren says he is ready to pass off the baton.
Well, it's always good to leave before you're asked to go. The best time to leave a party is when it's going full blast.
The Sitka Community Hospital Board will work with a hospital management advisory firm, Quorum Health Resources, to conduct a national search for a new CEO. And if you get sick, really sick, there's a good chance you'll end up on a flight out of town. Medical evacuations, called medevacs, are taking more and more Alaskans to in-state and lower 48 critical care facilities. But the medevac system is undergoing changes with new aircraft, more competition, and a shift in patients' needs. Ed Schoenfeld takes a look at the issues as part of an ongoing series on Southeast Healthcare produced by Coast Alaska Public Radio.
KJ Harris is a Ketchikan bartender who's been in the business a long time. That almost came to an end about 8 years ago when he felt a strong pain in his chest.
I had a heart attack, and they took me to Ketchikan General, and once they gave me this massive shot, the blood buster, clot buster, whatever they said, I had to go south, and I said, sure.
Harris is one of several thousand Alaskans medevaced each year because they need care not available near home. Southeast residents mostly use air ambulances from Airlift Northwest and Guardian Flight. Others, such as LifeMed Alaska, also serve the region. Shelley Deering is a flight nurse who's also Alaska Regional Manager for Airlift Northwest.
We do primarily cardiac patients out of Southeast Alaska. And then we do a fair amount of patients who are ill with an infection that gets beyond just the typical infection that can be handled with antibiotics.
You know, you have the flu season, the respiratory season, that's always facilitates a number of transport needs. And then also occasionally neuro patients are transported.
Shannon Pollack is vice president of business for Salt Lake City-based Air Medical Resource Group. That's the parent company of Guardian Flight and five other air ambulance companies. The medevac starts when a patient arrives at a hospital or clinic in serious condition or just needs a higher level of care.
A physician or a primary care provider must make the determination that a patient needs to be transported from point A to point B.
Point B has to agree to take them, then a medevac plane's called in, unless one's already on the ground.
So we have a single stretcher here.
Shelley Deering shows me the interior of an Airlift Northwest Learjet parked at the Juneau Airport.
We can monitor 12 leads for our cardiac patients. We can defibrillate them if we need to. We have a transport ventilator, so if somebody has a breathing tube in, that we can breathe for them on the way down to Seattle.
Some patients remember nothing because they're comatose or drugged, but Harris, the Ketchikan bartender, does.
It seemed like it took days to get from here to Seattle. I'm sure, a couple hours, but it took days.
The region's first air ambulance service was Airlift Northwest, which is part of the University of Washington Medical System. It's flown out of Seattle for more than 30 years, and it's based in aircraft in Juneau for more than half of that time. Last spring, it added a propeller-driven turbo commander, which can land at smaller airports. It picked up some competition about 10 years ago when Fairbanks-based Guardian Flight put aircraft in Sitka and Ketchikan. Pollack says it's become Alaska's largest medevac provider.
Like most of us that begin this service, it was in response to a need and not enough medical transport resources in place for the need.
Guardian uses Learjets plus more maneuverable King Air turboprops. Pollack says it has 11 planes at 7 bases from Ketchikan to Kotzebue.
We have more aircraft and more resources in the state of Alaska than Airlift Northwest does. Beyond that, I'm not exactly sure what the differences are.
Here's a couple. Airlift Northwest staffs its jets and planes with two highly trained flight nurses. Guardian uses one, plus a flight paramedic. And Airlift medevacs women with problem pregnancies. Guardian does not. Competition isn't the only challenge facing air ambulance operations. They're also carrying more patients in very bad shape.
We are able to care for sicker and sicker patients because treatments and medications are better than they used to be.
Jennifer Briner is chief nursing officer at the Petersburg Medical Center.
In order for us to transfer somebody with a medical illness, they have to be very sick. So I think for sure they're sicker today when they're transported than they were 10, 15 years ago.
I think one of the big changes we've seen over the years is the cardiac care.
Shelley Deering of Airlift Northwest.
Patients who used to have a cardiac arrest didn't survive. And now we see more and more of those patients coming back into the communities. And most of the time, they come back to their previous state of health.
And with more services, with more aircraft, patients are getting where they need to go quicker. Guardian Flight's Shannon Pollack.
Unlike, 20, 30 years ago, I think patients are waiting a lot less than they were then for air medical transportation, even if all resources are flying at the time they need them.
Insurance is another challenge for Alaska's medevac industry. It's important because the flights can cost patients $100,000 or more. State regulators this fall pulled the plug on Airlift Northwest's air care program, saying it no longer complied with the law. They also shut down Fairbanks-based Apollo Meditrans for several months after it failed to renew its license. But it's back in business. Ketchikan bartender K.J. Harris was uninsured when he took a $78,000 flight. He tells everybody he can it's worth $100 or so annual premium.
You got the chance, buy the insurance. It saves you tens of thousands of dollars.
Friends and colleagues helped pay for his flight with community fundraisers. A few years later, he had a second heart attack in medevac. This time, he was insured. The competition and medical changes are important, but for patients such as Harris, it's all about the service.
I mean, you saved my life. I was pretty happy with that.
He still lives in Ketchikan, working the bars, and serving on the city council. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.
A future report will take a look at medevac costs and how insurers are steering clients away from one company. Meanwhile, you can find links to the other stories in our Southeast Healthcare series on our website, kcaw.org. There's also more information about some of the region's medevac providers. That's all for Raven News for this morning. It's just about 8 a.m. This is KCAW, Sitka. It's 40 degrees in downtown Sitka and overcast. You can expect patchy fog early this morning with rain and highs around 44 degrees. Light winds becoming southwest 5 miles per hour by afternoon. Rain is in the forecast for tonight with lows around 40 and southwest winds 10 miles per hour. And rain is likely tomorrow with highs around 42 and southwest winds 10 miles per hour. Parent Taught Swim is happening on Monday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at Blatchley Pool. Cost is $5 for a parent and child. Braveheart Volunteers Adult Grief Support Group will meet on Monday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Pioneers Home Manager's House, 747-4600 for more information. On Sunday, the fifth Sunday, Sitka Sacred Harp Sing will be held 3:30 to 5 p.m. in the Pioneer Home Chapel. For more information, call 738-2089. Also on Sunday, an open mic will be held at the Larkspur Cafe. Sign up is at 6:30 p.m. The show starts at 7, and it's a benefit for Sitka folk. Contact Ted at 747-5482 for information. And restorative yoga on Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. at Yoga Union. And at Sheldon Jackson Museum at 1 p.m. on Saturday, a free presentation by Kari Lundgren about how domesticated reindeer came to Alaska. It's 8 a.m. This is KCAW Sitka. Good morning.